Is the volume okay? So this afternoon, I wanted to offer at this first part during a guided meditation to offer something that's not exactly strictly mindfulness meditation, but instead is what I would call a reflective practice. So this is a way to, we could say, practice being aware with content. It's a very conscious use of thought in order to explore certain themes or certain experiences with mindfulness. So it's not just a thinking about practice. It's allowing the mind to call in some particular, it can be many things. It could be a situation. It could be a Dharma theme. It might be a decision that you need to make about something, two kind of contrasting decisions that you're not sure how to make a decision. And the idea is that you bring the thought or the scenario or the concept into mind. Sometimes it might be a memory of something that happened, perhaps. Bringing that into mind, and then as you bring it into mind, as I've been talking about in the last couple days, as thoughts come into the mind, they tend to shape our experience. Often thoughts come into the mind just on their own, and they tend to shape our experience kind of through their conditioning. But in this case, what we're doing is we're consciously bringing thoughts into our mind and seeing what happens, bringing our attention to how our experience is shaped so that we can learn from it. So this is a way that we can potentially learn how to be more present with particularly challenging experience. So for instance, if there's a scenario that you're working with where you tend to have a repeated, pretty strong reactive pattern in your daily life, you could bring that into mind, bring that scenario into your mind so that in the meditation you can get familiar with and get more skill at working with the emotions and what arises in that scenario. It'll usually be not quite as intense as it is in the real situation because it's not actively unfolding and you're choosing the time to explore this. But it does call up things very similar to what happened in the actual event. And so you can gain some skill in working with the feelings that come up. So what I'm going to just describe first what we'll do. So I'm just ask you, maybe just what we'll do for this time is think of something that's happened in the last couple weeks where there was some kind of charge for you. It doesn't have to be the biggest charge, the biggest thing that happened for you, but something where there was some kind of a struggle happening for you. And then just set that aside for now. Just know that that's going to be the topic that you're going to reflect on during the meditation. But for the first part of the meditation, try to set that aside. We'll just settle in a kind of a usual way. And then at a certain point, I'll bring in a suggestion for you to bring that reflection in and encourage you and offer some suggestions about how to explore your experience at the time. So let's just begin with relaxing the body in our usual way of settling in. Finding a posture that feels at ease. And allowing there to be some relaxation of body. In particular, exploring a relaxation of your face, muscles around your eyes and mouth and jaw. Relaxing neck and shoulders, any place in your body that you tend to hold tension. And then perhaps seeing if there can be a softening inside the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And perhaps too, the mind can soften, relax. Maybe the mind can release some mental tension, worries, concerns about the past or the future. And as you attend to this relaxation, perhaps shifting to recognize the awareness, aware. Aware with relaxation. What is obvious? What is happening? Being received? What does awareness know? What is awareness already aware of? Receiving this experience of body and mind, this human experience. Being with your experience. Now allow yourself to bring into your mind the situation that I asked you to reflect on a few moments ago, something of challenge that has arisen in the past few weeks. Let yourself call that challenging event up in your imagination. Recalling where you were, what you were doing. Recalling if there were other people, what they were doing. There was conversation. As you do this, let yourself call it up fully. And as you do this, notice how your emotional landscape changes, being aware of the emotions, feelings that are coming as you're bringing this situation into your mind. How is this recollection affecting you right now in the present moment? Seeing if you can open to that with some curiosity. How is the body? What emotions and moods are happening? Can there be some spaciousness to hold this? It's possible that that's not so available, and that's okay for right now. See if you can bring an interest to this whole process, the whole exploration. It's an opportunity to learn about yourself, about how conditioning shapes you. And keep checking in to your body and mind. As you hold this content, this situation in your mind, and it's fine if you just keep it to a little piece of the situation. Keep checking in. How is this affecting you right now? Being with yourself, being with the experience. Be curious in this exploration if there's something in this you can learn from. Your present moment, how you are right now, might support you in understanding what you could learn from. Is there a way that being present with this supports you? Keeping track of how you are in the present moment. other thoughts that might come in. The difference between a rapid flare of an experience and a kind of a atmosphere of experience. And at this point, let go of the active connection with the event, the content. And allow yourself to be with your experience now as it is, which may still have some ripples and resonance. And reflect back on the situation and how you might express a Dharma understanding around the experience. You might explore the experience in terms of conditionality, impermanence, unreliability, identification. Is there something you feel that you might be able to support you through looking at this from a Dharma lens? Is there a shift in your experience as you reflect on this in this way? Now letting go of the whole thing. Exploring relaxation of the body. Receiving experience as it is. Again, some of this, the current present experience may be shaped by these thoughts that we've just been exploring. That's fine. That's nature. Just allowing that to be without actively connecting to the thoughts. Reflective practice has a deep tradition in Buddhist practice. The Buddha suggests it in several places in different ways, encouraging us to bring topics into mind and reflect on our experience. In the Buddha's instructions on mindfulness, in the Satipatthana Sutta, he brings in reflection about the parts of the body. He brings in reflection around contemplating our death. These are both, in a way, very much bringing ideas into mind. There are other places where the Buddha says one should reflect. This is not me. This is not mine. This is not who I am. Bringing that into our minds. I learned this particular tool around reflective practice. We could call it perhaps, you know, first allowing the mind to settle, allowing the mind to become somewhat quiet, and then dropping some kind of a theme or idea or thought into that quiet mind. I learned this from Ajahn Amaro, the abbot of Amravati Monastery. He pointed to it as a way to work with many things. And I've found it useful in so many different ways. I've worked with it with one in terms of wanting to understand my relationship to particular Dharma themes. What's my relationship to ethics, for instance? Why is that useful? You know, kind of allowing my mind to massage that in this reflective way. I've used it in terms of looking at things that I've struggled with experiences I've struggled with. I've encouraged people to use it in terms of decisions where they're not so sure what decision they might need to make. There's a lot of information that's available in our system when we open to our experience with mindfulness. And so if we bring these topics into our mind and then are mindful with what the topic is, there's things that perhaps we can learn. Both things that we could learn about how to be with certain kinds of experiences, as I mentioned before the meditation. If there's something that you struggle with, you know, just getting swept away with in daily life, a particular emotion or a scenario where you find in that scenario you're almost always pulled away, it might be useful to kind of practice with that scenario in this reflective way, bringing mindfulness to it in your mind, in that scenario. It sometimes when we get swept away in our daily lives, it's because there's something that comes so quickly and we don't have the practice in being with it. So this is kind of a way to, in some ways, to slow down the experience and give us the space to not be an active, dynamic relationship with these experiences that create the reactivity so quickly in our lives, but to have kind of the preparation to be available to meet the arising emotions that happen.